What do a presentation on retirement plan law and a Roomba have in common? It's all about HR. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the benefit companies. Roger here. Human capital management consultant, marketing guy, repeat exhibitor at the Wisconsin SHRM conference held every October. And this year, along with my teammates Paul and Neil, first-time presenter. Have you been to a conference lately? We attend the Wisconsin SHRM conference for HR professionals every year as an exhibitor. And here's a few things we've noticed. Most of the attendees are HR professionals. There are some who focus on payroll or benefits or retirement plans for their company as well. Some do multiple admin tasks. And then there's always a few people who do all the admin tasks. We've also noticed that there are a lot of sessions on handling the workforce, but not a lot on the technology to handle the workforce. Even less are sessions on how legislation impacts the administration of payroll, benefits, retirement, etc. We've noticed in the exhibit hall, it's a table after table of vendors for payroll, benefits, retirement, HR, promotional items, colleges. There's a few on technology. There's specific ones like background checks and staffing agencies. It can kind of take on a carnival or state fair type of vibe with exhibitors looking to have conversation with anybody that walks by. And there are the giveaways. Lots of giveaways. From promotional pens to designer bags to Roombas. And then there's the benefit companies. This year, Paul, Neil, Barb, and I will be at our booth chatting about the pain these attendees are looking to solve at their company. The goal for us is pretty straightforward. Another conversation or gathering market data or name recognition or all of those things. If we have opportunity for another conversation, awesome. If we learn what companies are facing and trying to solve for, that's also a win. If we can pass along our name and our company name, that works too. All part of the process. To date, we have not had one person chat with us and then actually sign a contract the next week. That's really not how we work. We build relationships first and then solve. So, what do retirement plan law and a Roomba have in common? Well, if you come to our presentation on Secure Act 2.0 on October 12th at 2:30 p.m. at the Kalahari Resort Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells, you might end up taking home a Roomba. I know. That, in itself, is enough to hear us out. And maybe your role at your company has little or nothing to do with your retirement plan. Well, fair enough. However, Secure Act 2.0 is not just about retirement plans. The impact of the changes will affect your payroll and benefits teams as well. And if your payroll vendor has not started working on solving the changes, they're already behind. Also, how often would you have the chance to hear a retirement industry veteran, that would be Paul with 30 years of experience, talk about the impact of the latest legislation signed at the end of 2022 that impacts all employers, whether they have a retirement plan or not? By the way, Paul has read all 130 pages of the Act that covers retirement plans, so you don't have to. And we'll have a roadmap for navigating the changes, both the mandatory ones and the optional ones. Of course, that can be kind of technical, so Neil and I will be along to provide stories that give the law context, as well as trying to keep you laughing and engaged. Look, our goal for this speech is to inform, be memorable, get our name recognized, answer questions, and not be normal when it comes to a presentation. I believe we can hit all those targets. By the way, our home team at the benefit companies has been presenting webinars, podcasts, and videos on Secure Act 2.0 and other topics for some time now. Our in-house specialists have the experience and knowledge to keep you and your company ahead and compliant in our ever-changing admin landscape. For more on these topics, go to connectandsimplify.com and find videos, podcasts, blogs, all on your admin pain points. Now, what's the deal with the Roomba? You can go up and down the aisles at this convention and walk out with a year's supply of pens, notepads, magnets, fidget spinners, etc., and probably get a conference logoed bag to carry them all in. Some of the vendors have upped the game, and by scanning a QR code, you're entered in a drawing for a designer handbag or wallet. Well, at the benefit companies, we have a slightly different approach. We offer a QR code that leads to a SHRM Continuing Ed certified webinar for the attendees looking to meet their continuing ed requirements. It's free. Also, if you stop by and chat and end up wanting another conversation, there have been sightings of our coveted The Benefit Company's umbrella being handed out. I believe we are unique with that handy giveaway. I have not seen anybody else do that. And then last year, we also had a drawing for a Roomba. I've not seen that giveaway before from any vendor at the conference. Teammate Neil took on the role of being spokesmodel and proudly displayed and described this handy household item for attendees. And the conversations were great, as were the pictures. This year, a slight change in the process is we will give the Roomba away to one of the attendees of our session on Secure Act 2.0. Hey, one of our taglines at the benefit companies is, we do all the things. Add to that list, helping you clean your floors. Now, and here's an overused line from every session at every conference. Here's a couple of housekeeping items. I hate that phrase. All right, do you want to register for the convention? Go to wishrm.org, so that's wishrm.org/2023 State Conference. This is a hybrid event, so you can go in person or visit virtually. Take advantage of all the sessions and information and get connected to our session on October 12th at 2:30. Want to register for a webinar that is SHRM Continuing Ed certified for credit? Well, go to our website and look at the banner describing the webinar, or we'll be handing out cards that have the QR code for that as well at the conference. The webinar itself, navigating the target date fund selection process. Now, this is Paul talking about retirement plans that often have over 85% of their assets allocated to target date funds. If you asked me to explain that, I wouldn't have a great explanation, but I do know this. Target date funds are common default investment alternative for participants, and selecting a target date provider is the key part in any investment process for a retirement plan. We also know plan sponsors often have no information on how their target date funds were selected. This presentation will highlight how sponsors can work with their advisors to leverage a better selection of funds for the employees. Many plan sponsors put little or no attention to this, so it's kind of an important topic. Paul will also have the opportunity to talk about Secure Act 2.0 at the conference. We've already talked about that. You want to talk with Paul directly on how Secure Act 2.0 might impact and possibly benefit your company? Call me at 262-278-8522 and we'll lock in a time to chat about that. You want to show your employees how much you care about their future? Think about it this way. Schedule a plan review with us. You'll learn about investment menus, expenses, benchmarks, strategies, and options that may be new or new to you. And hey, a retirement plan, a well-run retirement plan, is a recruiting tool, a retention tool, a benefit for you and your employees, a culture creator. And sure, it has a cost, but the cost is the cost of doing and being in business. Now, if you don't have a retirement plan, no worries. That's covered in the speech at SHRM in our webinars and podcasts. There are big incentives to business owners for putting a plan in place, and many states are or will be making it a requirement to have a plan. So it will now be impossible to think of your retirement plan and not think about a Roomba. Somebody's going to take it home at that SHRM conference. If you come to our session, could be you. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto at The Benefit Companies. Employee and even your children's social media posts can put business in harm's way. The Benefit Companies helps implement corporate policy and, if needed, social media insurance. Connect and simplify. InSource. The Benefit Companies. ConnectandSimplify.com.